Closer, the Blackboard Educational Podcasting Pilot. Hello, I'm Andrew Middleton from Academic Innovation, part of the Learning and Teaching Institute at Sheffield Hallam. In the next 5 minutes, I'm going to tell you about a new initiative designed to bring you a little closer to your students. Closer is a pilot project being run at Hallam from September 2007. We're looking for academics who want to connect with their students using the medium of podcasting.
Okay, but what is podcasting?
Podcasting is an easy way to broadcast to specific audiences using the web. And because it's specific, some people call it narrowcasting.
That sounds complicated.
Well, the strange thing is that it's not at all complicated. And that's why it's really taken off. Everyone's doing it from the BBC to the local fishing club. It's a bit like blogging with audio.
But I've never used audio or video on a PC. It sounds really complicated.
Most people haven't used their PC to produce sound, but it's quite similar to using Word, believe it or not. The sound is represented by a visual waveform. If you want to trim bits out, you just select bits of the waveform and delete them. There aren't that many things you want to do with a sound file beyond that. But editing is actually quite straightforward.
You mentioned specific audiences before. Who are our specific audiences?
Well, there can be any group of people we want to communicate with. In education, that usually means students on a course.
It seems like a lot of effort just for one group of students.
Really, it's not very difficult. I've spent the last year on a preliminary project, making sure it's not just hype and that it really is easy.
Ah, but you're technical.
Well, some people may disagree about that, but anyway, I've had all sorts of people having a go, and believe me, it is simple.
Okay, well, you'll have to show me then.
Sure, I'm always ready to show anyone how easy it is.
What's this got to do with education? It just sounds like another thing I don't really need right now.
That's the most important question. What's it got to do with education? Really, there's no point in doing this unless it's going to bring something new to the way we teach and learn. Let's see if I can give you a few ideas. Educational podcasting is about bringing voices into the classroom. So, how about you do exactly that? Give a different student an MP3 recorder each week, which you can get from AV, and ask them to gather data on a subject. You know, this week's topic, for instance. They could do this in groups. Go out into the field and find out what people think about, well, insert this week's topic here. The audio is then brought back, and this podcast recording, apart from developing research skills, creates data that can be discussed online or in class. There's all sorts of things you could do with that.
And how long would it last?
I think all the best, most engaging educational podcasts are very short, actually. You don't need much. A 10-minute slot each week would generate lots of discussion. Here's another idea, the Q&A model. This could work in several ways. Say the students are undertaking a module-long project. Well, throughout the project, you'll be guiding them and answering questions. How about a Q&A commentary? As tutor, you find one student each week to be your partner. In the first week, you explain the project and your partner asks you more questions about it, helps you to clarify the assignment. In week two, you're dealing with startup issues as people engage. And by week three, a bit of motivation is required, so maybe you record a conversation with a couple of students, reassure them and energise them, and this continues. Notice in this model that a tutor on their own could very easily have answered all the questions that came into their mind. I think one of the interesting things about good podcasting is the sound of multiple voices. It really helps you to engage.
So does this mean I don't have to do so much in Blackboard or in the lecture slots?
It's up to you. You might continue to do a lot of that, but the weekly audio will be a convenient way of signposting the assignment week by week and answering some of the big questions.
All right, well, that sounds useful. I like the idea of bringing the voice into Blackboard.
Yes, that's really important. The voice of the tutor is so important. You can communicate things so powerfully just by the way you say things. Being able to record that is a real bonus. I've been doing a lot with audio feedback this year, and many people have noted that the sound of the voice is very reassuring. That's why we're calling this initiative Closer. It's the idea that audio brings you much closer.
Well, I thought podcasting would be about recording your lectures.
No, not really. Lectures are too long for podcasts usually. people can't stay focused for more than about 15 to 20 minutes. So podcasts tend to be better when they are short and colourful episodes that get the listener tuned into something that they can then go and develop elsewhere. Well, I could go on and on, but it's time to stop. We shouldn't get carried away with audio. If you want to find out about the other 96 ideas, come to a workshop or come and have a chat in person. Anyway, I look forward to hearing from you.